And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Monday, July 13th. And the new old time Chautauqua is in town. This extraordinary combination of entertainment and education has been touring Southeast Alaska for the past month, and their final stop is in Sitka. They were here this weekend, and we have tour coordinator Paul Magid in the studio with us. How are you doing, Paul? Let me turn your microphone on. You actually slept last night?
I actually slept last night, so I feel pretty darn good, yeah.
So glad to hear that, because you were high energy yesterday. You were doing all kinds of work, and the song we're listening to right now is basically, you said, the national anthem of the Chautauqua Teddy.
Yeah, that's Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we actually had a tour participant named Faith Patrick, who was a Fort Knox of folk music. She started touring with us when she was 67 and toured with us till she was 95. And she would sing Teddy Bear's Picnic. And she started touring us pretty much right away. And so we kind of adopted that as our own group national anthem.
Does the tour is coming to an end. What are some of the things you're thinking about in terms of how it all went?
Oh, it was just a really amazing and very meaningful tour. We've done a lot of work with the Tlingit Nation, and I think a lot of that's been really sticking with us. We went to Saxman, the village in Saxman, and we've been presenting a gift that the women on the Chautauqua have been making and working on for months and months.
What is the gift?
I can't say what it is because we want to give here in Sitka, too.
Oh, I see. And this is the radio, so the secret would be revealed.
It would be revealed. In fact, it couldn't be more public. But we've also been doing actually a lot of work in cemeteries this year, the Tlingit cemeteries. So we cleaned up Chief Shakes the Fifth's cemetery with his great-granddaughter. And we worked on the cemetery in Huna. And we've been also just having a lot of exchange with the tribe, which has been great because we're kind of a tribe too. We've been going for 34 years, and we're about 50 people. We travel to a different place every 3 or 4 days. And after a while, it's really, you have to cook, you have to have a shower, you have to set up your tent, take down your tent, and, plus do all the shows and do all the community service work that we do. So we've been doing a lot of community service work too as well, mm-hmm. which have been pretty meaningful as well. So it's been great.
And one of your community partners, a local participant who's gotten very involved, is Bob Sam, who is a member of Sitka Tribe of Alaska and a storyteller. Bob, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Great. And part of why you're here too is to talk about the next event in the lineup for the new old time Chautauqua in Sitka. I've attached a UA as in Chautauqua on the name. So that is a concert for our ancestors, and it's taking place. It should be very beautiful today at the Russian Orthodox Cemetery from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bob, tell us a little bit about that concert and why you guys are having it.
Well, for 30 years I've been up there working in a cemetery. I've always noticed that the acoustics up there are so beautiful with the birds and the animals and the trees and the wind. I understand that this group has cleaned the cemeteries and they're going to continue doing that, but they're going to clean it with music and good energy. The cemetery has traditionally drawn some savory characters over the decades, and today we're going to attract some good energy, good people, good souls, the community, and we're going to showcase the cemetery today so that the people can see the place for what it really is. Oftentimes people just walk by a cemetery and not even look because they don't want to look. Maybe it's because of their own mortality, but cemeteries are very beautiful places and they should be used by the people and appreciated, and mostly the trees, the birds, the animals, and the spirits in there are going to have a good day today. This is for them.
That's interesting because most people, when they go to a cemetery, go to mourn and to be sad and to sit still. And the Chautauqua is not sad or still. It is quite a lively thing. So, Paul, yeah, what do you have to say
about
that?
Yes, we're an exuberant bunch. But we kind of do the whole gamut of things. So I'm very excited about doing this. And I think that through joy and celebration, we can hopefully bring some sort of happiness to the spirits that live in that place.
What's some of the programming? Do you have an idea?
For music? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be doing a choir. We'll be doing like the Ode to Joy. And we'll be doing some fun music and some band music and some waltzes. And we'll be singing. There'll be people who've written music for this and singing songs. So it'll be like a really diverse bunch of musicians doing different things. So from a full band to just one person with a guitar to everything in between, lots of horns and lots of people on guitars. We'll have there's some violin music also.
Wow.
And hopefully Ed Littlefield's going to show up for a little bit in between his class that he's doing up there at the Fine Arts Camp. So it should be hopefully a meaningful experience.
Okay, great. And this is 11 a.m. to 1 today. And then tonight at 6:30, the Chautauqua is hosting a community potluck at Chikaquan Nakahiti. What's the reason for the potluck tradition in the many years that the Chautauqua has been traveling and
Well, here we're doing it
shop.
Kind of backwards, which may be kind of funny since it's the last time we're on Chautauqua today. But normally when we come into a town, the first thing we do is we arrive, set up camp, and then we do a potluck so we can get to meet people one-on-one. And the whole idea of the Chautauqua is basically to act as a catalyst for community. So we really like actually interacting with people like eye to eye, you know, right there, be with them right from the beginning. So the idea is not to present us as like this sort of, you know, 50 people doing this for you. We're actually not doing this for you. You're doing it with us. And that's the whole point of it. And that's what makes it magical. And that's what makes the Chautauqua like this sort of unusual event, because we really are about joining forces with the communities that we work with.
Yesterday when you had the workshops, people were learning, they were getting involved. They were learning how to juggle, how to double dutch, how to hula hoop around their nose.
Yeah.
And other things like loving your watershed and using Ayurvedic medicine when considering your body's composition. And I'm wondering, too, when you were one of the founding members of the Chautauqua. You're also Dmitry Karamazov of the Flying Karamazov Brothers.
Ho.
And the Chautauqua was founded by Patch Adams. I didn't realize that. The very famous clown.
Mm-hmm.
So... how did that? I'm just so curious how that began.
How the Chautauqua began?
Why did you decide to revive this old form? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chautauqua never died. There's still institutional Chautauquas around the country, but the traveling Chautauqua had died by 1935. We decided to do it because we had been getting together as performers for years at a certain event in Oregon, and we wanted to kind of keep performing it, but there was really no financial basis for it. And I really wanted to do something that had an idea behind it, but I didn't know what that was. And I had a friend who was doing a documentary about the Chautauquas in Hollywood, and I went to his house just to visit him, and I saw all this information about the Chautauquas of the past, especially the traveling ones. And I went, that's exactly what we want to do. And it's, you know, this amazingly American form of education, entertainment. It really comes from the land, that, you know, of how this all evolved. And it's about learning, which is sort of the most important human evolutionary leap. And so learning doesn't end when you finish school. Learning goes on and on and on as long as you're open to it. And that's sort of what we try to do, is open up everybody to continual learning.
What is the most surprising or meaningful place you've taken the Chautauqua in the past, even in the past year?
As far as like where we've taken it?
What community show had the biggest impact for you?
Well, I think probably one of the biggest ones was the potluck we did in Hoonah. That was hosted actually by the tribe, not by us. And the food was amazing. And then we had already done a bunch of stuff with them, and they came out in force, and basically, a whole lot of them danced for us and sang, songs are owned by certain families. And so there were people who came and sang their songs, and it was just this sort of heartfelt thing. Then we gave them our gift that, we're hopefully going to give here too. And it was just a lot of people were crying. It was really amazing.
Why do you think they were crying?
I think because, there's been so many years of, hardship in the way people have been treated who are from here, that everyone to recognize the humanity of each other on a deeper level is sometimes, you just let go of the emotions have been bent up for so many years. There's a lot of dark things that have happened.
You took the Chautauqua this year to a maximum security prison.
Oh, that was actually last summer. We went to Idaho. Actually, our oldest Chautauqua, who I was talking about, passed away. And we did the tour in her name, in honor of her. And the last place we went to was her hometown in Orofino, Idaho, on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation. And they have a maximum security prison there. And for the first time ever, they allowed a group in to do some entertainment of the prisoners, and it was just amazing. There were about 400 guys there, and we did the whole, the show, and we did workshops with them, and they were so, so happy to have interaction with people on a completely different level. I saw many minds kind of changing in front of my eyes, so that was really satisfying and meaningful to watch and witness and be part of. Yeah, it was great.
The New Old Time Chautauqua is in town today, and we'll be offering two such opportunities for you listening to get to know them and for them to get to know you. They're very open-minded individuals. Spending the afternoon with them yesterday was really fun. And they are having two events today. The concert for our ancestors is taking place 11 a.m. today, the Russian Orthodox Cemetery, and the community potluck is 6:30 tonight at Chikaquan Nakahiti. Bob, Sam, and Paul Maggie, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you.